lucky that you're pretty. Why are you obsessed with your appearance? I don't wanna hear it, you're fine. It's been my best kept secret for a while now. No one ever sees it, but it's all around. It's the dinner conversation no one talks about. Don't know how much longer I can keep this down.
You're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome to the 11 o'clock hour. My name is Michael. This is my show Symposia. Thank you all for tuning in tonight. It is a bit of a cold Tuesday after a nice, well, it was a little bit gray last week, but a lot of people went away to some nice sunny places. It was spring break. Now everyone's returning and it's not so spring-like. It's a little wintry, but hopefully it'll be getting a little bit warmer soon. We opened up the show here tonight with Dying on the Inside by Nessa Barrett. Not a particularly happy tune, but it is. It's got a nice beat. I heard it on a playlist a while ago. Quite enjoyed it. Wanted to show it off for you all tonight. Tonight's show is no theme this week, but it is a bit of an eclectic collection, as I call the show normally, but tonight especially so. So we got some new stuff, we got some old stuff. Nice mix. So hopefully if you like the old stuff, that's good. If you like the new stuff, that's also good. We'll get a bit of everything. We're opening up the show here with a song by Rit Momney, who I had the pleasure of seeing on Sunday, probably one of the major highlights of my spring break. I got to see Rit Momney, who was my number one artist last year. And it was a fantastic show. It was at the Middle East in Cambridge. And he's an incredible performer. I hope he comes on tour again. And if he does, I highly recommend that you see him. I'm going to be opening the show here, this next segment, with the song that got me into him, the first song that I heard by him, which was Not Around. And he had a moment during the show before he played the song that he actually was giving a bit of a backstory to it. And he was saying that one of his good friends, who is the artist Dayglo, actually he came over to his house in Austin, and the two of them essentially wrote it together, which is pretty cool for me because Dayglo is also one of my top artists. And I had the pleasure of interviewing him last week for the Tufts Daily, or 2 weeks ago, if you guys were listening to the show, mentioned it then. So it's pretty cool that my number one artist for the last year had this little crossover with an artist that I know and love. But anyway, that's enough of an intro. I've been talking long enough. Without further ado, here's Not Around by Rip Momney. Stick around. Please enjoy.
I picked you up from the airport. Your smile didn't feel the same. Asked you a question, then watched as you shot it down like a plane. And I'm not being too dramatic, I'm the one who bought your flight. I knew I shouldn't have told you how much I make a week. And we both think that it's stupid that they pay me just to sing. And I can't sing for you for free, but it's just never quite as special as the first time I sang you. First day of my life, we both thought bright eyes was all news, but the song still made you smile. And I feel like it's been a while since your light shone on my account, but when you're not around,
I'm not with you. fashion in the good old fashioned school of lover boys.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invite invest a dime, and you say you belong to me. So ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be so very fine, so happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together.
Constantly waiting. Is there something you're really saying? Will I ever get to know? Dreaming, waiting till the dawn to respond next. Look away, but I can help to check if your character it grows. Like we don't already know. That new pocket music box can show we've already fired the gun. Listening to I'm a Pretender on repeat. Wonder if you knew that it all seemed to take the words right off my tongue. Life's going by, but it's just begun. Both of us to go on a guitar romantic such adventure. Will we ever get to go?
Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Michael. This is Symposia. And those songs that you just heard there, as I said before we started, we began with Not Around by Rip Momney. We then had Good Old Fashioned Lover Boy by Queen. We then had Pool by Still Woozy. And I was having a little bit of trouble with the Spinatron thing, but that also is featuring Remy Wolf. Pool came out very recently from Stubbsy. I think that was in the past 2 weeks or so. Great song. It's just a single that was released by him and Remy. But I think I've been listening to it a lot on repeat. Great song. And then, of course, Happy Together by the Turtles, an altogether classic. And then we ended there with Guitar Romantic Search Adventure by Wallows. And that's coming off of their album Tell Me That It's Over, which was just released last Friday. It's their sophomore album. I'm a huge fan of Wallows. I love their stuff. I'm going to be seeing them in June, and I'm so excited. And the fact that they just released that sophomore album is really incredible to me. And Guitar Romantic Search Adventure is the final track on the album. I pulled up the Genius Lyrics while I was sitting here, and I wanted to read in this About section. I thought it was a nice encapsulating quote here that says, "The lyrics give the album a satisfying finish, ending with a sweet message of 'Don't tell me that it's over.' Singer Dylan Minnette expresses how even after the 9 tracks of insecurities and heartbreak that this album has expressed, he still wants to stay." And I think the song is beautiful. I think the album is beautiful. And I don't think it's any surprise that Wallows knows how to finish an album. Do Not Wait, at the end of Nothing Happens, is an absolutely gorgeous track. I think it's a beautiful end to that album, and I think they did a great job with this one as well. And I'm very excited that it's been released, and I'm going to be listening to it a lot more this week. Maybe more songs will come on in the coming weeks. You'll have to stay tuned to find out. We got a lot more tunes coming up. I did want to give a brief mention, because I did mention it on my Instagram story that I posted about the Cycladic figurines. I went to the Met over spring break, and we saw them, and they're really cool. They're this prehistoric civilization that lived on these islands in the Aegean, and they're really cool. And I don't have time to talk about them on the air right now, but you should look them up, because they're pretty cool, and I like them, and they're fun. But that's they're on the Cycladic Islands, the Cyclades. Anyway, I feel like I had something else to mention, but that's okay, because we're going to move right into the more music. I mentioned that I saw Rit Momney on Sunday. The bookends to my week is that I will be seeing Peach Pit on Friday, so I wanted to play at least one of their tunes. And I guess in a thematic segue from the last segment, ending with that heartbreaking tune from Wallows, we're going to be starting here with another song, I guess in similar fashion. This is a song I was listening to a lot about this time 2 years ago. Here is Black Licorice. Please enjoy.
Straight up wasted on Chucky knows he'll have to carry me home, and he'll say that's fine. But he's my baby, he won't mind. Allie goes it just like me, but she's on a stride of keeping her shit right in line. Black licorice, and all the people that I know would rather leave me in the cold. I'm just black licorice, and all the people that I know would rather leave me in the cold.
Thank you. weeks, you find that all her words of kindness linger on when she no longer needs you. She wakes up, she makes up, she takes her time and doesn't feel she has to hurry. She no longer needs you. And in her eyes you see nothing, no sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years. You want her, you need her, and yet you don't believe her when she says her love is dead. You think she needs you. And in her eyes you see nothing, no sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years. You stay home, she goes out. She says that long ago she knew someone, but now he's gone, she doesn't need him. Your day breaks, your mind aches. There will be times when all the things she said will fill your head. You won't forget her. And in her eyes you see nothing, no sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years.
If you close the door, the night could last forever. Leave the sun shine out and say hello to never. All the people are dancing and they're having such fun. I wish it could happen to me. But if you close the door, I'd never have to see the day again. If you close the door, the night could last forever. Leave the wine glass out and drink a toast to never. Oh, someday I know someone will look into my eyes and say hello. You're my very special one. But if you close the door, I'd never have to see the day again. Dog potty bars, shiny Cadillac cars, and the people on subways and trains looking grey in the rain as they stand disarrayed. Oh, but people look well in the dark. And if you close the door, the night could last forever. Leave the sun shine out and say hello to never. All the people are dancing and they're having such fun. I wish it could happen to me. 'Cause if you close the door, I'd never have to see the day again. I'd never have to see the day again. Once more, I'd never have to see the day again. Thank you.
what they say. Don't believe what they say.
Looking for some sweet, great-tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruits. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries, prunes, blueberries, mangoes, and oh so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars, preservatives, and other ingredients, but no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all of the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Welcome back, everyone, to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
That was the PSA, but because we have a special donations drive going on, I also have been asked to let you know that if you like what we're doing here at 91.5 WMFO, consider donating. Go to WMFO.org and click our donations drive tab to see how you can help us keep it freeform. Yes, please donate. But yeah, my name is Michael, and this is Symposia. We had a bit of a big segment there, so the songs you heard were Peach Pit, Black Licorice. That's Black Licorice by Peach Pit. The Only Living Boy in New York by Simon Garfunkel. For No One by The Beatles, one of my favorites by them. After Hours by The Velvet Underground, again, another favorite by them. Don't Believe by Vashti Bunyan, which is a song that I had never heard before, I think, last week. But it popped up in the Spotify radio, Spotify ether. I thought it was very pretty, so I wanted to play it for you all tonight. And then we had The Logical Song by Supertramp, which I included here, a bit of a shout out to my dad. He has been teaching himself how to play the bass for the last, about year and a half maybe. Whenever I go home, he always wants to, we like to jam together. And so one of the songs that he's been learning recently is The Logical Song. And when I came home recently, I saw the sheet music out for it. And I have to make a final project, final paper for one of my classes, History of Pop Music, History of Rock and Roll. And so I decided that I was quite inspired by the song. So I'm going to be writing my paper about it, which is pretty cool. So I wanted to include it tonight. Shout out to my dad, but also shout out to Professor Pennington, I guess. It's going to be a great paper, I promise. But I'm comparing it to some Pink Floyd tune, Another Brick in the Wall, because they're both about education and cynicism and existentialism in that regard. But I don't actually like that song that much. At least it's I like The Wall quite a bit. I used to be really big into Pink Floyd when I was in high school. But it's not my favorite on the album, so I wanted to play my favorite for you on the album. But it's a bit of a weird one, so I felt it deserved an introduction. And that's The Trial, which it comes at the very end of The Wall, and The Wall is a concept album, and I'm not gonna mansplain The Wall to you over the radio, but essentially it's at the end of the album, and the protagonist is put on trial in his mind by some of the characters of his past, and it's a bit of a weird kind of music theater genre subverting kind of song, and it ends in a nice culmination, and it'll take us into another song that's hopefully will lift our spirits in some regard, and maybe I'll get to talk about it a little bit at the end as well if we have a moment. But here to start us out is The Trial by Pink Floyd. Please enjoy.
Show the prisoner who now stands before you was caught red-handed showing feelings of an almost human nature. This will not do.
Call the schoolmaster! I always said it come to no good to me.
Throw away.
the key.
You should have talked to me more often than you did, but no!
You had to go your own way. Have you broken any homes up lately? Just 5 minutes, worm, Your Honor. Help me. Over the rainbow, I am crazy. Bars in the window. There must have been a door there in the wall when I came in.
Crazy. Over the rainbow, he is crazy.
Trouble.
welcome back, everybody. You've been listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. We've reached the end of the 11 o'clock hour, unfortunately, which means my time is coming to an end. But I still have a few minutes or so, so I'm going to mention the songs that we just heard. I know it was only two of them, so it hasn't been too long. But we did have Pink Floyd's The Trial, which I gave a big intro to before. But then we just had Blondie's Heart of Glass, which is an absolute banger. I love that song so much. It's in Rock Band 3. The bass line is so much fun to play. The vocals are so much fun to sing. Just a great song. And today in pop music, I was just talking about that glass last break, but today we did a punk, new wave, art rock, alternative explosion of the late 70s, early 80s. Blondie got a big mention today. We did Hanging on the Telephone, but I definitely wanted to play Heart of Glass because that is by far my favorite Blondie song. Just so good. And I always try to limit myself to one song semester. So that's the Heart of Glass for the semester. Maybe it'll come back at the end since it is my last semester, but we'll see. But I hope you guys got to enjoy. You were here for the one play, so that's pretty cool. But anyway, I'll be back again next week, Tuesday at 11. Listen here at WMFO Medford. That's where I'm going to be at the 11 o'clock hour. My name is Michael. This is my show Symposia. As always, we got one more to take us out tonight because I want you back. So here's the Jackson 5. Please enjoy. Have a good week, everyone. Thank you.